Hey there, happy haunts. This episode of the Grim Grinning Guys podcast is brought to you by Snooze Snacks, the new all-natural sleep remedy. Eat the snack 30 minutes before bed and experience a full night's rest. The Snooze Snack is an edible snack designed to provide you with the natural nutrients your body needs to achieve a great night's sleep. You'll wake up feeling rested and ready for the day ahead. Snooze Snacks just launched a Kickstarter campaign where you can now get your hands on these snacks for a discounted rate, but only for a limited time. Snooze Snacks encourages you to sleep healthy and snooze on. We ask that you click the Kickstarter link in the episode description and visit the boys over at Snooze Snacks so that you can get to sleeping better in a hurry. If you are interested or would like more information regarding sponsoring an episode of the Grim Grinning Guys podcast, contact us at grimgrinningguys@gmail.com. Thanks, and enjoy the show.
Now don't close your eyes and don't try to hide.
Or a silly spook may sit by your side.
Shrouded in a dark disguise.
They pretend to terrorize.
When we ghosts come out to socialize.
Welcome, foolish mortals. You have stumbled into the graveyard and discovered the Grim Grinning Guys Walt Disney World Planning Podcast. Your ghost hosts for this evening are myself, Matt.
I'm Derek.
And I'm Craig.
As always, please stay calm. The room is not actually stretching. And make sure you go ahead and pull down on those safety bars because we will not be doing that for you. Guys, happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Whoa.
All right. Well, now that everybody's scared... you may have noticed a little bit of a different intro into this episode. This is our Halloween special episode, episode 7, Boo to You. We're actually already making plans for Boo to You 2 coming up next October, but today it's all about this first Halloween special, and we thank you all for listening in. Guys, you have any big Halloween plans coming up tomorrow?
Take Boone out, I guess, and let him not get candy.
Craig?
We'll just do the usual and just kind of, since one of my kids is at college and the other one's in high school now, we'll just kind of hang out at some different people's houses and see all the kids stopping by and handing out treats.
Just go around and mooch food off other people?
Pretty much. It's adult trick-or-treating.
Nice. We'll be trick-or-treating as well with our two boys. And last year I was kind of solo. Craig's daughter helped me with the boys, but Sissy had the flu. So I'm looking forward to having my wife there with me. Trick-or-treating with the boys tomorrow night, so should be fun. Halloween's a big thing here in our small town of Centerville.
We just finished a huge parade.
That's right. You know, we're going to talk some about the Boo to You parade today, and you can hear the soundtrack in the background, but I think it's rivaled only by the Centerville, Tennessee annual Halloween parade. It's a phenomenal parade for a small, especially for a small town.
Always a Saturday before Halloween. So if you have nothing going on that Saturday, come and join us at 6:30 on the square. And Matthew usually MCs it.
That's right. Travel on into Centerville, wherever you may be listening from, and enjoy a good time.
The airport, we can work on flight status for you. So,
yeah,
so
we can help you find a ride. And
This episode is actually sponsored by the Hickman County Chamber of Commerce.
Yes. they don't know it, but we do have a few iTunes reviews that we want to review. We've got a few of these to catch up on. We haven't been doing that. But MeatBoy20 says, "The Grim Grinning Guys brings the magic of Disney into your home, making you anticipate your next vacation even more." Well done, gentlemen. Thank you, MeatBoy20, for that 5-star review. And also, Amy Beth says, "These three gentlemen do an amazing job discussing Disney planning. Listen, and you will learn great tips for a memorable and magical Disney vacation."
Is she talking about us?
She's talking about somebody. Maybe she clicked on the wrong.
Three gentlemen. I guess that's us.
Gentlemen. Yeah, we're gentlemen when we want to be. We are. we're gonna start today with our first ever recent trip rundown. Derek, one of our co-hosts here, recently traveled to Walt Disney World. And if you want to share with us your experiences of a recent trip that you've taken, we'd love to have you on the show to share with us in an RTR, a recent trip rundown. You can email us at our email address. But Derek, focusing primarily today on the Halloween aspect of your trip, tell us a little bit about your trip, when it was, how long you stayed, where you stayed, and what it was like.
We went at the end of September. I believe it was the 26th through the 29th, and and we stayed at Bay Lake Tower and really close proximity to Magic Kingdom, so it made going to and from the Halloween party really easy.
What were the highlights from the trip?
Oh, highlights. Always taken, since Boone's gotten here, it's taking him is always different, so always just watching his reactions to everything is pretty neat. So
now, we know you went in September, but Disney World was still in full swing Halloween mode, yeah, right?
Absolutely. They were all decorated out. I believe the party started this year, August, sometime around
August 25th. Yeah. Happy Halloween.
Well, Christmas will start after this week.
That's right.
November 2nd. I think they'll change over. I think there's a Halloween party on November 1st, and then they'll change over to Christmas almost in 24 hours or so.
So you went to the Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween party. How not so scary was it?
It's not scary at all. Not so scary is a very good descriptor for this show, for this evening. And it's more about the festivities that they have and the lights. And that's the big thing for some of the, most of the rides are open. There's a few that aren't. Characters are out, lots of different characters. They'll have the popular characters for the year, like Moana was there, and then they'll have Jack Skellington and whatever.
Seven dwarves.
What's the girl with Jack?
Sally. Yes.
Yeah,
there's not much of a wait to meet those at all.
I thought you were going to ask what was the girl with the seven dwarves. I was kind of worried about you there.
I believe probably Moana had one of the longest waits of the party this year. We didn't meet any characters, so
yeah, those specialized characters are a big part of the party for a lot of people. Unfortunately, you're looking at an hour and a half to 2 hours a lot of times to meet those characters, and that does take up a good chunk of party time. Craig, we've all been to a Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween party. What is the Halloween party?
Halloween party is a special ticket where you have to pay a little extra. Do you know the exact cost right now, Matthew?
It's around $90, I believe, approximately $85, $90, depending on when you go.
Sounds a little high. What we've done before in the past is we kind of worked it out where, again, there's a schedule you want to go on, best days to go, where it's not so crowded, those type of things. It's a hard ticket, so you can do that separate from the whole day at the park. If you want to do water park or you want to do Universal, something like that with it on that day, that'll work out. But anyway, it's a hard ticket. You go in at a certain time. It begins. They put a band on you because if you don't have a band, then they're going to run you out of the park because it's just for those that bought the ticket. And then the whole park is yours. I mean, it's all, they'll dim the lights. It'll go to kind of a Halloween look.
It's yours along with several other thousand people.
Just a few other thousand. They'll have, my favorite part is they do actually have candy trick-or-treating. And they have special snacks and things like that. Not snooze snacks, but they got special snacks to hand out.
They should have snooze snacks.
Good stuff. But then everybody fall asleep at the party, so they don't want to do that.
Yeah, we don't want that.
The fun thing is, again, there are several thousand there, but it's not as much as a usual day at Disney because not everybody's buying those hard tickets. And you get to ride the rides for not as many people in line. If you do have small children, they have a special candy trail you can go down. It's on the back side of the raceway there. And the thing about
a lot of people are busy meeting characters and seeing other entertainment, so the rides are quite short. So some people go to these events just to ride rides.
Did want to say one of the best times we ever rode Splash Mountain was on one of those nights, about midnight, right as it was starting to close. Just a neat view of the whole park and Cinderella's castle with the lights and everything. So it's a neat thing to do for just feeling like you're kind of one of the only ones in the park.
I remember being at one party and we got off Splash Mountain and a father and son that were sitting in front of us, they said they'd ridden it six consecutive times. So some people want to go and just use that opportunity to ride rides that you normally couldn't ride that many times. Derek, getting back to your trip, what did you all focus on during the Halloween party? What did you all do? What did you all enjoy?
Our primary focus was the parade and the fireworks. So we did a lot of walking around. We rode a few rides, but like y'all both said, that nothing... Probably even the most popular rides are not going to have more than a 20 or to 30 minute wait for, and that would be like Mine Train and I believe Space Mountain was like 10 minutes. And so, and it'll take you that long to walk down that queue. So our primary focus, like I said, was the parade and the fireworks because we wanted to see Boone's reaction to that and a few And just one food item was on my list.
What was that, Derek?
The Mickey Pumpkin Waffles. Ooh. From Sleepy Hollow. They were...
How many stars do you give it out of five?
I would give it four. Four out of five.
A four out of five is pretty high praise, because Derek is very critical when it comes to cuisine. And so...
He is the food connoisseur of our bunch here.
So it was Mickey. It was pumpkin waffles with vanilla ice cream. Is that correct?
Yep. That was it. And it was... It just... I like pumpkin flavored stuff, so
I don't. Who doesn't?
My wife doesn't. Oh, and I did want to point out one thing that back in episode one, I believe I said something that may have given the
and what was
perception
that?
That I was married more than once, and I've only been married once. And when I said my wife at the time, I meant that it was just me and Rachel, and Boone wasn't with us.
Derek, so who's been giving you the most slack over that?
Let me correct that.
We
haven't mentioned it one time. Who would be picky of that?
You don't live with me. So
your wife at the time and at this time.
And
correct?
At this time, yeah. I had one shot at this anyway, so she's the one, so... Maybe her, and she's had some people at work that have let her know about it too. So,
but as much as you take her to Disney World, I think that cuts you a little slack.
Well, I don't take her. She takes me.
Oh, well.
So,
hey, you're like me.
What costume? What did you wear? Anything special that night?
We did not. We've dressed up before for one of those. And
what were some of the costumes you wore in the past, Derek? And that's something we need to say about the Halloween party. You can dress in whatever costume.
There are some restrictions on adults, right, more so than children, but that's a huge part of the party.
They don't want the adults to be Mickey Mouse or something like that and take away from the real Mickey Mouse, right, and the Donald Ducks, those type of things. So
there's a lot of restrictions on masks, I think, that adults can wear. Mm-hmm. So, Derek, what have you dressed up like before?
The only other party we've been to was with you and Sissy, and we dressed up as Donald and Daisy Duck. So,
and Sissy, I was Mickey, and Sissy was Minnie, and then little Bruin, who was just about a year old at that time, he was Mickey. And so the five of us were there. That was in October of 2014. That was on our son's first trip. So we've all been to the Not So Scary Halloween party. But Derek, before we kind of talk about our experience, anything else stands out to you from your recent trip regarding the party, or just anything Halloween related?
Probably, if you wanted to use the party as just a regular Magic Kingdom day, it's probably not a bad idea due to the short lines at the attractions. You'd be able to ride most of them, but not all. Sometimes, I don't think Splash Mountain's always open, and it hadn't been.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's been closed for refurbishment for quite a while. So, not everything is open, but you get to go into the park at 4 o'clock, so you can get up to 8 hours in there, which that's probably a good amount of time for most families, and it's cheaper than a park day.
You know, this was already a pretty spooky podcast, given that it's based on the Haunted Mansion, but I just hope we're not scaring anybody off today, guys.
We have to run that risk. We give the people what they want.
It'd really scare them off if Derek was doing the intro, if you'd listen to the bloopers from episode six. So,
I had a can of diesel before I came in.
the diesel fuel is going to make an appearance in every episode. I wasn't going to mention it this time. I'm glad you brought it up.
Sure you weren't.
I had no plans of doing so. I don't want to be a cliche, Craig.
You're the only one with a script, and it's in the script every week.
There's no script here. What script are you looking at? I think it's pretty apparent to the audience that there is no script.
Yes.
Again, we've all been to the Not So Scary Halloween party. Magic Kingdom is about the only park that really does much for Halloween, isn't it? Is there anything going on at Epcot or Hollywood Studios, Animal Kingdom, other than maybe a few fall decorations thrown here and there?
Not that I'm aware of.
Yeah, I can't think of anywhere.
So unlike Christmas, you know, Christmas, which we'll talk about when we get to Christmas, Christmas kind of takes over the entire resort, hotels and theme parks and Disney Springs. Halloween is primarily, if you want Halloween at Disney World, your place to go is the Magic Kingdom and the Not-So-Scary Halloween Party. The decorations are out. The one that I remember, Derek already mentioned it, the Boo to You Parade. It is heralded as many as the best parade that Disney does. Guys, do you have anything to say regarding the parade? Any specific moments of that parade stand out to you or you think are a highlight?
Most people will say the Gravediggers because they are a little more animated and they have the shovels and sparking up the walkway with their shovels. So that's pretty neat to see. And like you said, it's one of the better parades, and I enjoy it better than the Christmas parade just because of the interactivity with the
characters,
cast members. Or yes. I guess they would be characters, but
it's by far my favorite of all the parades. I really enjoy it. I love the music. The music will stick with you and be in your head over and over and over. Matter of fact, I think, could we work that in right now, Matthew, where that's playing in the background?
Yeah, we'll get that pulled up here in a second.
But I love the I love just the whole parade. It hasn't changed a ton over the years. Like Goofy had his own king at the end. Now he's kind of mixed in somewhere else, and they had Penelope
von Schweetz.
She was on it there whenever that movie was big.
Wreck-It Ralph.
She was on it this year.
Was she it again?
Goofy, okay. I don't think Goofy was even in the parade this year.
Oh,
I
really?
Can't.
That was his candy shop mm-hmm. there at the end for, and still, I mean, on the wrappers and things you buy, it's still there. But it's probably my favorite parade. I just love it. And plus, like kind of what Derek said, it's so interactive. I mean, the characters come right there in your face, and it's a fun parade. I really enjoyed it.
It is a lot of fun, especially if you're a fan of the Haunted Mansion like we are. There are several segments devoted to the Haunted Mansion. There are the Corpse Bride dancers. There are the hitchhiking goats have a float.
Goats.
The hitchhiking ghosts.
I have not seen that.
Great.
I've got a new outro.
The hitchhiking ghosts. My apologies. The hitchhiking ghosts have a float. There are the grave diggers that have their shovels that are flying sparks every which way.
The hitchhiking ghosts put down their lap doors before they get on the ride.
You know, if either of you want to take the reins of kind of reading all this stuff or saying all this stuff, by all means, you take the lead. I'm just waiting for you to jump in.
We've forgotten probably one of the most exciting parts of the whole parade.
What's that?
The Headless Horseman.
Ah, the Headless Horseman. And that he is kind of a precursor to the parade. I believe he runs the parade route just a few moments before the parade actually starts. Derek, did you get to see the Headless Horseman this time?
We did. And he's quite a bit before. It's 10 to 15 minutes before the parade actually starts.
I don't know how he
rides.
It
was our night, that night we were there.
So. How did you ride the horse without being able to see like that?
It's pretty impressive.
It is. It really is.
There are two parades. They
two
do
parades,
the, run yes. the parade twice. The second one is usually much less crowded because it's later and a lot of people have left at that point. How early would you recommend getting a spot in advance for this parade if you want to see the Headless Horseman and the entirety of the parade?
It just depends on where you want to be. We like to watch it in Frontierland where it starts and comes out and it winds up going down Main Street. So if you want Main Street, you're going to need to get there at least an hour before the parade starts. And if you like Frontierland like we do, I think we showed up 20 to 25 minutes before and there were still the one problem with Frontierland is it's pretty dark over there, so it's kind of hard to catch all the details.
And for me, it's one of those parades, like a lot of the parades you can sit up at the train station and get a good view of it, but for me personally, this one of those you want to be around the street right where it comes by, where you can get a, because it is darker and you do, like Derek said, want to get all the details, so you want to be a little bit closer
an awesome parade. A lot of people choose to watch it twice, and I think Derek, you said did you all do that recently?
We didn't watch it twice this year.
I know one of our listeners, Nick, recently went and he watched it twice. I remember the time that we went with Rachel and Derek, we watched it twice. We watched it the first time in Frontierland, the second time, I believe, right in front of the castle. Mm-hmm. And that really added a lot more to it, I thought. So the Boo to You parade is phenomenal. A lot of people think it's worth the price of the party ticket alone. What about the special fireworks? Did you watch those Hallow Wishes, I believe they are called?
I did. It's got a nice soundtrack to it with all the villains connected to it. But I've seen the fireworks so many times at Magic Kingdom that it's just getting to be where it's another fireworks show and just doesn't have the same appeal that it used to.
So you'll probably just do Stitch's Great Escape next time instead of the...
I'll probably I'll be testing bathrooms.
Hey, that is one other thing we had mentioned about the villains. Derek brings up villains take over the whole park that night. Supposedly.
Yes,
I mean, so
you know, even the and a lot of people have pointed this out before. The park really does just transform. At 7 o'clock when the party begins, there's this announcement, and then from there on out, there is different lighting, there is different music, and the music really does engulf you in the Halloween atmosphere. And there's just so many comings and goings happening during those 5 hours that the party is taking place. You've got the special parade. You've got the special fireworks. There's a show that debuted last year, a Hocus Pocus Villain Spectacular. I believe it takes place 4 or 5 times. Mm-hmm. Did you see that? Did you watch that?
I saw part of it. I forgot that I did get another snack, and it was some ice cream.
Always time for another snack.
I can't even. It was at the...
Derek's thinking show or snack?
Ice cream snack.
You can do both.
It was at the ice cream parlor, but it wasn't very good. So I watched it from right outside the ice cream parlor, and it's a good show.
Especially if you're a Hocus Pocus fan, mm-hmm. from what I hear. Craig and I have not seen it.
And they're really good compared to the actors in the movie and the actresses in the movie. They're really spot on with their rendition of it.
And that's where you're going to see a lot of those villains. I think a lot of villains mm-hmm. make an appearance in that show. And so it's been very well received since they started doing that.
And that has been changed. When we went years ago to the party, it was villains, but it was a villain show. It wasn't Hocus Pocus. So they've kind of revised that a little bit. And that's good. I've always heard good compliments on that. I'll tell you what, something I like to see, Matthew, and we're planning a trip to Disneyland, hopefully, if Matthew's wife will go along with us. And but I understand, and of course we won't see it then, we're planning on going, but I understand the Haunted Mansion over there, they completely redecorate it for each season, which is, I think, is neat. They can't do that, or they don't do that at the
Haunted Mansion holiday. They retheme it to The Nightmare Before Christmas, which Derek has experienced that. Derek's done all this cool stuff. Greg.
I know.
Where
are
we?
I know.
Where
That's
we
the
been?
Only time we've been to Disneyland was in November of 13, and they had their Halloween stuff. It's awesome to see that, to see Haunted Mansion done up differently, and I wish they would retheme it sometimes here, but...
I think too, because they say Walt Disney World has so many one-time visitors, mm-hmm. where Disneyland has a lot of people that come over and over
locals
and over again.
Park.
So they changed it up on
for
purpose.
The time being. We'll have to settle for the Jingle Cruise at Christmas.
That's pretty good too. Yeah, we didn't.
Mm-hmm. And who knows how much longer that's going to last.
Right. They did say they're running it again this year.
They
I did
are,
see that. Some other things at the Halloween party of note. Derek, you mentioned trick or treat paths. Craig, you mentioned that a little bit. There are actually 12 trick or treat paths at Magic Kingdom. You know, if you want to spend time trick-or-treating, that's a pretty neat experience. But, and it's good candy.
It is.
The good stuff.
And the biggest bang for your buck is the one, though, behind the raceway. I mean, it's a continual trail where mm-hmm. lots of candy there.
We only hit like 3 or 4 of them, and that's only because Rachel wanted to. So.
And just an insider's note for you, if you wait till the park closes and you're still kind of hanging around, they'll come by and give you a whole lot of candy that's left over.
Yes, if you're one of the last ones in the trick-or-treat line. I will say, did you all see where Tennessee, they put out a map of the most popular Halloween candy in each state? Did you all see what Tennessee's was?
Did not.
Candy corn. Very
lies.
Disappointed.
That's lies.
Who did they poll?
Fake media.
Let me just tell you this. If you go to the not-so-scary Halloween party, you will get something better than candy corn.
Hey, good question there, Dotson. Ask our readers, what's your favorite candy?
Yes, if you want to share your favorite candy with us on Facebook or Twitter, send that on in. What candy do you enjoy at Halloween time? So there's also the monstrous Scream-a-ween ball I see here looking at the map you brought back, Derek. Where in the world is that? Oh, it's over in Tomorrowland.
Yes,
where you can
dance
with Mike Wazowski. Did you dance with Mike Wazowski
we
and
didn't
Sully?
We hit Tomorrowland. And I love Tomorrowland at night because of the neon and the atmosphere over there, but we didn't even go over there. Derek didn't want to scare Boone too much.
Derek spent all his time in this map. There's one whole side dedicated to dining and tells all the different
that's
dining
where he
places.
Stayed. Yes.
But I only had 2 sweet snacks.
Sure
really.
You did, Derek. Sure. We'll go with that. We'll believe you.
I did try to go to Gaston's and get whatever it had.
5 dozen
a
eggs.
A pumpkin cheesecake and a LeFou's brew is what I wanted, and they were closed. At like 9 o'clock.
It's never a bad time for a LeFou's brew. 9 o'clock.
It was crazy.
What about a pumpkin pretzel? They all come up with that.
You boys and your awesome. Pretzels.
Pumpkin cream cheese pretzel. Oh, that's how it'd have to be delivered. Oh. But so, I will say that about the candy, it's better to get away from Fantasyland if you're going to do your trick-or-treating. The ones outside of the ones that were in Maine, Fantasyland, were were really busy. So the ones outside of that area were not as busy. And like you said, that trail going from Fantasyland to Tomorrowland is a good one. And the one near Splash Mountain was a good one. It had like three stops on the there was virtually no line for that one.
I think we still may have some candy left over from when we went. And sure, soap and shampoo. Good. That's the things we got left over from Disney. The soap and shampoo and lots of candy.
You're the reason they're trying to change all that shampoo out.
I'm a person that, and you all know, I don't like being scared. I enjoy the Halloween holiday, but I don't want to be scared. The Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party is perfect because it's just that. It's not so scary for those of us who are wimps as adults and those of us who have small children. You really don't have to worry about them being frightened at any point during this, more so than a regular park day. So it's a great event for the family. A little pricey, but arguably probably the best hard ticket event that Disney World does.
Can we ask one other question on Facebook or Twitter?
Sure.
Let's go with your favorite candy, but let's also add into that, is it worth the price of the hard ticket?
For those of you who have been to the Not-So-Scary Halloween right. Party.
Or
want to go, do you think it would be worth the price, or is it worth the price?
Quick vote right here. Is it worth the price?
Derek?
Halloween Party, yes.
I would say without a doubt, I would pay it every time.
I would say yes in most situations.
What? Wait. All three of us agreed on the same.
How about that?
That's amazing.
Somebody write this down. So, kind of moving away from the Halloween party and just here for a few moments, we want to discuss what are some of the spooky things that Disney does? What do you think is the scariest thing that Disney does? We'll read some answers. Several of you responded to our question on Twitter, your answers in regards to that question, and we want to share those with some of you, and then we'll kind of discuss what ours are as we begin to wrap up this Boo to You Halloween special. We asked you on Twitter and Facebook. We said, in your opinion, what is the spookiest and or scariest thing that Disney World does? Chris Coleman said it would have to be the dark circular waiting room for the Haunted Mansion ride. Spooky, he says. And that is arguably probably the scariest part of the Haunted Mansion, I would say, right there in the stretching room. And that's something else, too. The Haunted Mansion kind of takes on a special appearance during the Halloween party. I believe they have different characters out in front of that with different lighting and fog and that sort of thing. Obviously, the Haunted Mansion, when you think Walt Disney World, that's probably one of the first spooky things that comes to mind. Craig, do you want to read a couple of those?
Tammy Dotson said the Tower of Terror is what she believes may be one of the scariest for her.
Can't argue with that.
And I think we can all agree with this. Philip Jacobs said it's the meal plan pricing.
the pricing hits a lot of people. It is the meal plan of terror. Derek, what's another one?
Crystal Weitzel says the Headless Horseman during the Not-So-Scary Party is terrifying.
Is it Annie Arms? Is how you say her name? If I'm boxing Annie, I apologize. No. She said emailing the itemized bill at the end of the trip. So her and Philip are on the same page.
Yes.
There.
I think a lot of people would be in agreement with that.
Nick McNabb has three. The Headless Horseman, Licking Up in the Doorless Chamber, and the Gravediggers at the Booty Ute Parade.
I'd have to agree with that in the Doorless Chamber. That is pretty good. Of course, that's all year round, but that's pretty good.
Yeah, so Chris and Nick both think that's quite frightening. Clint Rochelle said the scariest has to be riding the Disney bus with 150 of my closest friends, and the spookiest is the Tower of Terror at night. Who amongst us have not been terrified by sitting on a Disney bus with crammed with people? That is a frightening thought.
Ryan McDonald pulled his whole family, looks like.
Uh-oh. What'd Ryan say?
He said, hard sell for my four, tied with reaction from the Great Movie Ride, Wicked Witch, the Alien, and the Gangsta Shootout scene.
Yes, the Tower of Terror is not a hit with his children, I don't think.
No.
One last one, Mark Jackson. He said, it's gone, but back in 96, Alien Encounter freaked my wife out, especially when it breathed on her neck. And he's included a picture here of what that looked like. Now, did either of you get to experience Alien Encounter?
I did. I've got a great story about that, too. My wife, the first time we went as a family, she went, as I told you before, and right after 97, after they won the state tournament, they took the whole team. They rode that. She said it was the most terrifying thing she'd ever done. So we got there, was getting ready to go in there, and by this time, unbeknownst to her, they'd already switched to Stitch. So she said, no, Craig, we don't want to ride this. This will scare the kids to death. And I said, well, honey, I mean, I don't think it's that bad. No, I tell you, it scared our girls with the basketball team to death, and you don't want to go in there. So we went in there and went through the stitch and then got out. She was like, okay, that's not the same ride. But she said it was absolutely terrifying when it was Alien Encounter.
I was fortunate enough to never have to ride that. And I would not have gotten on it.
You would not.
So, Derek, what did you think of Alien Encounter?
Oh, that was... Of course, when I wrote it, I was in high school and just getting close to graduation, so I was up for anything. And it was probably the most impressionable ride that I wrote or attraction that I was on that day. It was awesome.
it definitely has a big cult following. A lot of people that were fans of Alien Encounter. Again, I'm glad I never was faced with having to get on there because I wouldn't have.
I think Disney just felt like it didn't fit Disney.
Well, it was terrifying everyone.
So right.
People take their kids on it and be terrified.
But now have you seen the Stitches title, the Stitch meet and greet they're having there?
Uh-uh.
Is an Alien Encounter.
Oh, well, how about that? A little, so they're little throwback.
I'm thinking back when I was a kid, probably the scariest thing I remember at Disney was
Mr.
Toad's Wild Ride.
Which you can still find in Disneyland.
Yes, but I mean, the ride is supposedly a ride through...
You drive through hell.
Yeah, that's what the whole ride is. And I remember that as a kid. I mean, of all the rides I rode, I remember that more than that. And there's several other rides.
Snow White's Scary Adventure scared a lot of people as well.
Yeah. So Disney has toned down their scary part from years past.
They're making it not so scary. Derek, what do you think is the spookiest or scariest thing that Disney World does, apart from the Halloween party?
Come back to me.
One thing that I think is kind of scary and that is... really, the ride Dinosaur. If I was to pick one ride that I thought was the scariest, it'd probably be Dinosaur for me. So I don't like things jumping out at me. And even after riding that ride multiple times, I'm still not sure when the big T-Rex is coming after me. So for me, when it comes to being scared, Dinosaur is what takes the cake.
Derek's probably scariest time at Disney when they run out of snacks at different places.
Yes.
It is. Or money.
You're out of the waffle.
One more.
I want a waffle.
No! We run out of money.
Well, that's inevitable. You're going to do that anyways.
That's before I even go.
Craig, any other spooky, scary thoughts of Walt Disney World?
Well, I know it's scary to some people when they ride like Everest because going backwards, a lot of people does not like that. I'm fine with that. It didn't bother me, but I'm trying to think of other things like that. There's lots of things probably that are scary in that aspect, a lot of the rides. But I think, for me, you nailed it with Dinosaur. I think Dinosaur is probably the scariest thing Disney still has.
Derek?
I would say a few of the elements in Haunted Mansion besides the stretching room. There's the coffin with the hand coming out of it
that
creeps up. And one that usually gets me, it just when you're going by the piano player and he's banging on the piano, that just sends... tingles through me just about every time. But it's not scary, but it's just...
It's early in the ride unnerving. When you're still kind of quiet and you're still trying to get your bearings. Haunted Mansion is a phenomenal attraction. It's funny, it's scary, it's all those things in between. Well, as we begin to wrap up, one final question. Do you have a favorite Halloween-related memory when it comes to Walt Disney World? Maybe involving the party or something else?
For me, it's just remembering the kids dressing up at the different... parties and seeing their reaction. And again, we talk about that every week, but it's just their reaction of how their excitement, their first time to do that. And I've got a great picture of them sound asleep on the way back as we was riding the bus. And you just can't, there's no price you can put on
now,
that.
Now, what did Colby and Harper used to dress up as?
As pirate. And matter of fact, we got down there the first time we went, we weren't planning on going, didn't know anything about it. And then we found out about it, so we went, I advised not to do this, but we bought costumes at Disney World.
Buy them ahead of time, you say?
Yes. Make
Wonder
them
why.
Out of stuff out of the room if you have to. But we bought costumes there. And
sir, your hotel room towels, why are they cut to shreds?
Oh, yeah. Princess is always popular. Pirates are always popular, and that's kind of what my kids did. And it was a great excitement, like I said, the spending the money on the I think we still have actually the costumes hanging up, but it was a lot of fun, and like I said, I'd advise buying costumes before you get down there, though.
Derek, favorite Halloween memory at Disney World?
Mine would have to be that our first trip with y'all and just may be the only time I actually dress up for a party. So I remember that and look at those pictures quite a bit.
It was a good trip. For me, it was that same trip, which is really the only time we've been at Halloween. But I remember a couple of character interactions. Bruin was, again, almost a year old, and I remember we met Gaston. He was not impressed at all with Gaston. And then we met the old hag or the old witch from Snow White, which is a pretty scary-looking character, and Bruin was laughing and giggling with her. He was not scared at all. Now it would be a different story, but just a lot of those special character interactions that we mentioned. And I remember on that same trip that a few of us went and hit all four parks in the same day. That was the first time I had ever done that. So
we need to recap that. And
we do.
Just to show you what you used to could do. At
right, what can be done.
I don't know that you can do it since they've changed the fast passes.
Oh, boys. You know what it's time for, don't you?
Mm.
Do you know what it's called yet, Derek?
I can't remember.
It's Grim...
Grinning Fakeness.
Grim Grinning Greatness. Grim Grinning Greatness is the segment. And Derek, it's your turn to ask the question. I know you've spent days pondering what the question would be.
I thought about it yesterday and I was telling Rachel about it, my one and only wife.
good. I like how you're making that very clear in this episode.
It's not Halloween associated, but it was. What is the funniest thing interaction that you've seen or heard or noticed in Disney World? For me, I was telling her about it the other day, and she was like, "That was funny." We were walking through Fantasyland, and this kid walks into a woman, and the dad behind him goes, "Son, situational awareness." and that was, I don't know why, I was like, that guy must be a coach or something.
So,
give me 10.
That was about the funniest thing ever.
And that has nothing to do with what Disney's doing. That's just people that are there.
It is.
So the funniest interaction that we've seen.
Wow.
That's a tough question.
Probably eating with Josh last time from EZWDW was pretty funny. Just some of the comments he made of what we ate and things like that we ordered.
Yes. He found out that Craig and I had ordered the same dish at Skipper Canteen. I said, well, that's one way to do it. Like very, very critical. But yeah, Josh is a funny guy. We appreciate his advice. And we'll continue to tell you more about his website throughout this podcast. For me, I not necessarily funny, but I remember I took Bruin. It's just he and I, and he would just kind of talk to anybody. We'd be waiting in line for something, and he would just strike up a conversation with anyone that we were waiting with, and just kind of watch him have fun in line. And again, that's not one particular instance, but that's the thing with small kids is when they get to certain ages, you're able to see them enjoy things that we're waiting in a line. Why would we enjoy that? But he's been able to find friends in those lines and have a good time with them. And so I get joy out of it. I think it's funny watching him interact with people that he has no clue who they are. And
We'll count it
because I can't think of anything else. That was a tough question, Derek.
I'm the same way. I mean, like I was joking about the Josh thing, but I guess I can't think of any one instance right off, but a lot of the interaction with characters because the characters always depend on the characters. Some are a lot more funny than others trying to, you know, make the kids laugh, things like that. So there's a lot of good characters out there that are fun to be around, and you always look forward to seeing them.
When you talk about characters, probably the best one we had was Bruin when he met Tweedledee and Tweedledum, which was just kind of a accident. We didn't even know that they'd be there. And they were hilarious, and they picked on him, and he with them. It was a great interaction. So we'll talk a lot about characters in the future, but they definitely make the experience for a lot of little kids.
I guess a fun thing now I can look back on that I do remember is when we first met Mikey and Sully. Harper was 5 years old and walked in there and went to get a picture with her and with Mikey and Sully. Kobe gets over there, Misty and I get over there, and Harper proceeds to go there and punch Mikey in the eye.
His one eye.
His one eye.
Oh, Mike Wazowski.
Yeah. That was a great remembrance. Now it's funny.
It's funny now.
Then it was like, oh my goodness.
We've broke Mike. Well, guys, I think that does it. I think this has been a fun episode. I hope you, the listener, have enjoyed it. And We will be back later this week with a with our special round two battle royale
bonus
Thursday episode. So be listening for that. Derek, Craig, any final thoughts?
Do go to like us on Twitter, follow us on Facebook, email us, let us know you're out there listening, and tell us, hey, what you like and what you don't like.
Do you have any feedback? Criticism. We are open to criticism. And so
we appreciate all the downloads and follows we have so far, especially on Podbean. That's where we kind of look the most time in iTunes.
And we thank Snooze Snacks for being our first sponsor. Absolutely. Again, we remind you to check them out in our check out that link in the episode description and give this people over at Snooze Snacks your support. Great product. I can personally attest to that. So with that being said, we will see you next time here on, well, we won't see you, but we'll. You'll hear us next time here on the Grim Grinning Guys. And as you leave, remember to...
beware the hitchhiking goats.
And, and hurry back.
Ghosts.
If you would like to join our jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in peace, the haunting's free. So hurry back, we would like your